T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
San Francisco's Homeward Bound program has been helping people get off city streets since 2005 by connecting them with family and friends and providing a bus ticket to get home. While the program's use declined during the pandemic, a new proposal could expand Homeward Bound's reach. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. What sort of expansion are we talking about here, Phil?
Well, just trying to make it more available to various people on the streets of San Francisco. As it stands, the program, as you pointed out, which started back in 2005 under Gavin Newsom, under his sort of broad umbrella of Care Not Cash, has served about 13,000 people. And basically what it is, it's a program. If you're on welfare in San Francisco, general assistance, then you can, you know, and you have somebody, a home that you can go back to somewhere, and somebody that will take you in. You need that. Then the city will give you a bus ticket or a plane ticket and a stipend to go home and, you know, try to reconnect with your life in the past. Now, over the years, it's like I said, it serves some 13,000 people. It took a real drop during COVID, and, you know, only 271 people participated in COVID during the COVID times. It came back last year to about 341. But Supervisor Asha Sapai says we could probably do better if we expanded it to more than just people getting welfare. In other words, you know, welfare is a step. You go into a program. Then he wants to get it out on the streets. So anybody out on the streets that wants to go home and has a place to go, they can do it as well. The idea is to try to get people off the streets plus save money, because sending somebody home costs about $400 as opposed to like building them an apartment or a unit that would cost over $1 million.
Is there generally support for the program?
There's a support for the program, but, you know, the support is at City Hall and the support is in the business community, but it has a tough time on the ground. When it started back in 2005, we were dealing with homeless people that were down on their luck. We had some people with drinking problems, and we had the mentally ill, various degrees. And that was a group, believe it or not, that you could actually send home. Now we're dealing more with drugs. We're dealing with people that have addiction problems. And that's tough to get people to take in, no matter where you are. And so it's a question like, okay, we can expand it, but we're dealing with a more difficult population. So it's a good idea, but it's going to be a tough one to sell. But the feeling is now also, you know, homelessness is the number one issue in San Francisco and around the Bay Area. And, you know, you got to do whatever you can do to try to make it better.
All right, Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer. He'll be back this afternoon at 5:50.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.